Hello, and welcome to this Matthew Clark Interviews podcast, where we sit down with the industry's key figures. Today, we're talking to Alejandro van Lieshout, Export Manager at Casa Rojo. Casa Rojo is a team of people with varied backgrounds and specialities that have come together to create 9 wines in 9 denominations of origin in Spain, each produced in their own style. Right, so thank you so much for being here today, Alejandro. How are you finding London? It's good to be back.
Well, very happy to be here again. I come very often to see you and your team. I love London, not the weather, of course, as I come from Spain.
Yeah, definitely. So what I want to ask you, because following you on Facebook and seeing all of those amazing posts, it seems like you're constantly on the move. Where have you recently been talking about Casa Rojo?
Well, we are working already in 50 countries. So it's like you say, we are traveling quite a lot, trying to explain our wines abroad. For example, last week, I don't know if you have seen the film Fargo. Have you seen Fargo?
No, not yet.
Well, it's a very, very nice film. And last week I was in Winnipeg, in Canada.
Yeah.
Winnipeg is in the middle of Canada. Well, it's really flat, no mountains at all, freezing cold. And the landscape from this city, it reminds me to this film. It is Fargo. So, you know, it's full covered of snow, very flat, and an infinite straight road going to nowhere. Well, and the point is that it's incredible the education, the wine education that they have there, because there is the monopoly. It's running the wine business there, so they have a very good selection of wines. So the final consumers, they have a very good knowledge of wines, and especially about our wines from Casa Rojo.
So quite a successful trip then.
Well, yes, quite a lot. We made a full trip in Canada, so we're in Toronto, Montreal, and Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Nice. So a little bit warmer in London then.
Much warmer. I just talked this morning with my friends there, and they were minus 30 degrees already.
Oh, wow.
So it's really, really cold.
Right. Well, let's appreciate this grey weather here then.
Yeah.
So you're flying around the world, drinking, talking wine. That really does sound like a great job. How did you end up in this job?
Well, really it is. I think really it's the best job ever. If you like wine, good food and good people, this is the best business. My case, I started in everything started 10 years ago when I met one of the owners of Casa Rojo. It was Laura. We were making together foreign trade master degree in the university, and after that I started to work in the Chamber of Commerce, and there is where my link to the wine started. I was the wine ambassador for the monastery, the grape from my region around the world. At this point, of course, I was already totally in love with the wine business, and I finished it also my professional sommelier study. And then José Luis and Laura, the owners from Casa Rojo, they called me to show me their dream. The dream was Casa Rojo was. Well, it was an incredible, nice project. For me, it was the most exciting wine project I have ever seen in my life. And of course, I took the chance to represent this brand, Casa Rojo, worldwide.
Okay, so you've really been there since the beginning. What's the story behind it itself, and what's the vision?
But you mean the vision of Casa Rojo,
yeah,
or why I ended in Casa Rojo?
Both.
Well, I ended as I told you because the project was really exciting. It was really something new.
Yeah.
It was, as I told you, I was working for the Chamber of Commerce, so I met many different wineries, and all of them at this time looks the same for me. But Casa Rojo was something really, really new. So the reason is. Well, like in every good story, everything started with a nice couple. In this case, it's José Luis and Laura, are the creators, the owners of Casa Rojo. Both are winemakers, of course, and they started this big dream as a trip through the best Spanish terroirs. And I think this is the key and the start of this this project. So the idea was to interpret those terroirs with the best local grapes. So all of them monocépage, and only one wine per denomination of origin. So that's a little bit the, I think, the key of the story. So every single project is an incredible good example of each denomination of origin.
Mm-hmm. So, because the wines are very very well received in the UK market, following you all around the world. What do you think is the secret to the Casa Rojo's success?
Well, in the beginning, I think it was the labels, the marketing, but the really the key of our success after four vintages in the markets is the quality. So when someone see our bottles of wines, they think like, wow, that's nice. But then when they taste the wines, then they say, wow, that's damn good. Mm. And then I think really this is the basic key, the quality of the wines.
And that's make it.
So first
amazing.
Of all, we catch with the image, with this, yeah. Well, new, more modern image, and then with the style, with the modern style of the wines.
Yeah. Mm. So you mentioned the labels, and the wines are very well known for these interesting labels. What's the story and process behind this?
Well, the story of the labels, many people that you realize that are modern, they say, well, the labels are modern, are hipsters, but I really think that they're like we are. So the key of those trendy or modern labels is that we are a first generation company. So we are not this kind of companies having three or four generations behind us. And that makes things very easy in terms of branding for us. So we don't have anyone telling us what to do. We just do what we like. And of course, we love our brands, we love our labels, and we love to see our labels in our tables.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so about the wines themselves then, the Machaman Monastrell has picked up plenty of awards. Can you tell us a little bit about this wine?
Well, Machaman is... It's our iconic wine, so it's our first project in Casa Rojo. So we started from Machaman, and now is where our headquarters are. So it's a really really important wine for us since the very beginning. And in terms of style, the success of this wine, I think it's the reason is because it's a very modern style of wine. So it's an explosion, it's a very elegant Monastrell, so the Monastrell is the grape, of course. But then it's like an explosion of red fruit with a very lovely balsamic finesse aftertaste. And that's what I think that makes Machaman so well known. Mm-hmm. It's very, as I told you, it's our iconic wine.
Yeah. And then the other reds that we have from Casa Rojo are Macanon, Alexander First, The Ham Factory, as well as The Invisible Man. Could you talk us through these wines as well?
Well, you have all of them in your assortment, so you have the full trip with you. These three wines are totally different wines. You have three wines, three different terroirs, and three different grapes and styles of wine. So Macanon, to start with, is a Mediterranean wine. So it's a 100% Black Grenache. We elaborate in Falset. Falset is in Priorat, denomination of origin Priorat, that is 1.5 hour driving to the south from Barcelona, where the minerality is very special because of the soil. We have a soil that we call Licorella. It gives us very special minerality, and fruitness is everything in this place. Then the other one is the Invisible Man. It's our Tempranillo. To elaborate a Tempranillo, the best area, of course, is Rioja. And inside Rioja, we elaborate in Rioja Alta. Where we have found the best conditions to elaborate a very elegant and well-balanced continental red wine. Well, Alexander for me is simply one of the best reds from Spain. It's, we have our vineyards in Vado Condes, so it's in Ribera del Duero. We called the land of the fire and the ice. It's very extreme. So it's there we have found the most extreme conditions to elaborate a very complex and full body Tinta Fina, that is the local grape of this this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so talking about the whites, Godello has become a very fashionable grape in recent years. What was the inspiration for that slick rocker on the front of the Orange Republic?
Well, you say that Godello is it's one of the most trendy white, high-end white grapes from Spain. So it's really, really difficult to find good vineyards in the area. So we found this incredible, nice vineyard in this area. The guy, this nice rocker, sleek rocker. It's for us. It's the guardian. It's the guardian of our vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's so trendy this area that we need a very serious guardian to take care of our grapes.
All right. Now the other whites, La Marimolena and El Gordo del Silco, they're the other two whites that we've got. What can you tell us about these?
Well, it's I really think that with those two whites, you can explain very well the Spanish white wine diversity. So basically, La Marimorena is an Atlantic, an oceanic white. So we have our Albariño vineyards are located just in front of the ocean, in the south of the denomination of origin, Rías Baixas. So well, you know that it's very rainy in this area. It's quite, it's also quite quite cold. So you will expect freshness, minerality from the granitic and sandy soil we have in this area, and finesse. And with El Gordo, it's totally the opposite. So it's continental weather. We are in La Seca, in Valladolid. You have less rain. You have higher temperatures if you compare to La Marimorena, for example. So we lose a little bit this finesse, this freshness and minerality, but then we get more silkiness, more intensity, and more body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit. Well, it's really with those two big groups, so continental weather white and oceanic white, you have a very good explanation or a very good example of what we do in Spain with white wines.
Right. Now the last wine in the range, it's a bit of the black sheep of the family, we almost say, Malta Negra. Why did you make a cava with Trapat? What was the idea behind this?
Well, it's every family has its own black sheep. I think I was the black sheep of my family, and as you say, Malta Negra is our black sheep in Casa Rojo, mainly from I think from all the range we have. Trepat maybe is the most special or unique local grape we use in Casa Rojo. We were very sure since the beginning that was very important to look for a special grape in this area, in Penedès, in order to have a touch of complexity. So looking for this complexity, so to make a cava a bit different than the standard cava, we found that this red variety, the Trepat, was a very, very good partner for this project, as it gives us this touch, as I told you about this complexity, and finally you have a very rebellious sparkling. So the color, it's a slightly pink because of this red variety, and you get this red memory and complexity during the full tasting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. So I might know the answer since you're wearing a Macho Man t-shirt today, but if you would have to choose from all of the wines in the range, what would be your favourite wine and why?
Oh, that's really a difficult question. It really depends on the food. I think that's the key. So I when you ask me about the two whites, the Marimorena and El Gordo, if you think in oysters, you will think this. You are looking for a very mineral, fresh, high acidity white. So Mari Morena is the perfect match for that. And if you ask, and if you go for fish and chips, it's very typical from here.
Yeah.
You will think that you will need a bigger white, more grassy, more silky, with more tropical aromas. Then El Gordo will be the best match.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on that's the good thing of our project. So we don't have good wines or bad wines. We have perfect wines, but with totally different styles.
So you're going on to the food pairing then. What would you pair the Orange Republic with?
Well, the Orange Republic is the bigger white we have in our assortment, the most complex white. And I really think that even with chicken
mm-hmm.
or steak, it can pair really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the white consumption is growing
mm-hmm.
instead of red wine. And so I think for those tables or for those people that wants to have a white wine with the full lunch or dinner, the Orange Republic, is the kind of wine that works better. So you can start with seafood, with some prawns, some gambas,
yeah.
and you can finish with some chorizo or steak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even there, the Orange Republic can match quite well.
Okay. And what about the reds then? What would you pair those with? Starting with the Macho Man?
Well, Macho Man is very fruity. It has this balsamic aftertaste, so with spicy food it goes really, really good. For example, a couple of months ago I was in South Korea, and in South Korea Macho Man with spicy food, it goes really, really good.
Okay, and what about the other reds?
Well, for an elegant grilled beef, I think the Inbisselman it's perfect. If you go for something bigger, like, for example, lamb, that is very grassy, you need something more complex, or with more body, more tannins, then at this point, Alexander, for sure, is the best and the perfect pairing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Now, last question I want to ask you. What would be the future for you and for Casa Rocco?
Well, we never know. It's always like a surprise. But finally, I think it's always keep moving. So you know that every year, every vintage, we try to make better wines. And sometimes we increase quite a lot the quality of the wines. We create new designs for each wine every year. So keep moving. It's something that in the future we'll keep doing, for sure. And always be sure that we are going to make always better wines. That's very for sure something that we will do in the future.
Good. Mm. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, you're welcome. very happy to be with you.
Yes, we'll be off tasting some wines now.